It's been called several things, the armpit of the Mid-South, because the pollution is very heavy there. Mm-hmm. There's a, because of the mountains, there's usually an inversion that keeps the pollution in the valley, and sometimes it gets pretty bad. Mm-hmm. And people, yeah, I've heard people call it the armpit of the South, or the asshole of the South, or the rectum.
Especially they don't advertise that on billboards.
No, they don't do that. The scenic city is usually what the advertisers like to get across. The Chamber of Commerce, the scenic city. And it is scenic. It's a pleasant place, I think.
Okay. What about attitudes toward language and usage? Are there any things that bug you about other people's usage?
Yeah, there are. I don't like to, for me to be correct, grammatically correct, and diligent in my pronunciations and everything, would be stilted and ridiculous. I just wouldn't be comfortable. I always lapse into what I'm comfortable with, which is and just the way you hear here. And now one thing that especially irritates me, and very few things do when people talk, but one thing that irritates me a lot are repeated phrases and worn out phrases. For instance, there's a tendency among the old, what I call the old hippie group of people that are now between 26 and 35, maybe even up to 40, there's a tendency among that group to respond to anything, any statement you make or any declaration, they respond with a really, just all, that's all the time. And they can't respond to anything except with, really, really, man.
I thought you were going to say far out.
Well, that's so awful, yeah. God awful, that I don't even mention it. But like is another word that I use sometimes, and I don't like to. Hate it. But I don't like that. They're just space fillers, you know. And I'm guilty of that myself, but I really hate it.
Yeah.
And people who even if it's a likable person, but if they do this a lot, I want to take them aside and tell them how irritating that is.
Does it bother you if somebody's evidently trying to be elegant in their speech? They'll come up with something like "between you and I," kind of thing.
Well, usually if they're trying to be elegant, then you can spot it right off. And I just let it pass, generally. Or if I think they're just trying to be pretentious, then I'll throw in something really off color or
break that down.
Yeah, and just kind of and put it in perspective for them.
Well, is there anything that...
Because there's such a great difference between spoken language and written language that... I don't think they should be alike.
Is there anything maybe that you consider distinctive about the speech of an ethnic group or a racial group that bothers you?
Well, I've always liked to hear old blacks talk. I like to hear them talk. Younger blacks, I get irritated with them because of they have a lot more set phrases than white people.